Well, everybody, welcome back to our Coach Shows here on KMZA. I'm Crittenden Prophet alongside here Craig Boswell of the Onega Girls Buffaloes team here, and talking about last week's performance real quick against Washington County, a loss of just 55-46. Coach, what can you tell me about that loss? You had some good sparks, though, in scoring. Jaden Haskins, Abby Ringo with the ballpark at around 14 points apiece, and then even Willow Hofstetter being able to get late into that game, just a young sophomore applying a little bit of a spark plug to try to make that comeback, just not able to get that finish. But what can you tell me about last week's loss to Washington County?
Yeah, I thought, you know, overall the effort was there. We clearly weren't the better team that night, but, you know, I thought we did a fairly good job defensively, and offensively we just couldn't make the shot down the end of the game. But I do want to say, Haskin and Ringel, they did a very good job. They really did make the shot selection, good shot selection, and they kept us in the game. And then that late fourth quarter, I put in sophomore Willow Hosteller, and she was kind of a really big spark for us. She came in, drained a three, drained a quick jumper, kind of got the crowd back into it. But we just really couldn't finish it off. But overall, I thought the effort was there, and I was proud of the girls and how we handled the pressure at the end.
Well, upcoming here, you'll have three straight games in a row, assuming there's a game tomorrow against Hanover, and then also on Valley Heights on Friday. But again, Valley Heights on Friday, Hanover tomorrow, back-to-back games, and then you drew Royal Vista on Monday. So no time to practice in between, just game, right up to that first round of sub-state, which you'll be able to host there at home on Monday. So what can you kind of tell me?
Yeah, we're just going to try to take a game at a time. We don't want to overlook Hanover and Valley Heights. They're going to be both very difficult games. But we do want to kind of, focus a little bit on what our matchup might be against Rural Vista. That's a game that I feel like we can win, and we would really love to win and get another shot at Centralia in that second round. But overall, like I said, we just want to work on some of the things that we're going to perform on Monday on the next couple games. But like you said, depending on the weather, I don't know if we'll play Hanover, but hopefully we get one in before Rural Vista.
I appreciate your time as always, Coach. And this locker room chat brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies, Community Healthcare System, Onega Pharmacy, Main Star Trust. Coach, thank you for your time.
All right, appreciate it. Thank you.